This is Winning in the Workplace on Empower Radio, a show filled with leading-edge ideas and tools designed to accelerate workplace performance, satisfaction, and drive. Increase employee retention, loyalty, and engagement while improving workplace culture, employee wellness, and bottom-line profits. Now, here are your hosts of Winning in the Workplace, John Schalter and Drew Shrimplin on Empower Radio.
Well, welcome, loyal listeners. Welcome to the second edition of the Drew and John Show, Winning in the Workplace. I'll talk about that for just a minute. There's been a transition we've had from our show that I did with Carrie. All the principles are, my wife Carrie, all the principles are the same, but we are going into the workplace, which is a wonderful, wonderful venue of conversation, of growth and improvement. And just before we get into the show, I want to give a shout out to Brett Carey, who's the owner and main producer of this show. He's just been wonderful in the transition. I'm so grateful to him. He has been so understanding in all of this, and he's just a great guy. He's just a great guy, and we are blessed to work with him. I want to tell you a little bit about, since this is only our second show, how did we get here? Drew and I met on a different project and had discussed our mutual experiences and had decided that the workplace is a wonderful, wonderful place of examination, growth, and improvement. And so, Drew, you want to say hello?
Hello, listeners, and hello, John, and hello to our guest today.
Thanks. Drew is just, he's been on fire with ideas. His experience has allowed my experience as an attorney to go a different level. And so we thought that it would be great to be able to share this information to the people out there. Now, let's face it. One-third of your life is usually spent in some sort of workplace. And there's very little that goes on to examine the personal growth, the development of a mental and emotional and physical wellness. And what we found is that happy, healthy workers, staff create happy, healthy profits. So wouldn't it be wonderful, and this is our goal, to cause a change or a conversation in what goes on in that one-third of your life that makes you happy. I'm going to tell you one thing before we get into our guest that we're very, very excited about. I told Drew yesterday, Yale University in January opened a class simply on happiness, the topic of happiness. That has been the most requested class in the history of that academic organization. Ladies and gentlemen, people are craving to experience the feeling of happiness. That being said, I'm so happy to have Drew to introduce Dr. Haley Armstrong.
Thanks, John. Well, we are very, very pleased today to have Haley Armstrong with us. And Dr. Armstrong is the lead naturopathic physician at Beaumont Health's Integrative Medicine Group. She's also an adjunct instructor at Oakland University's William Beaumont School of Medicine. And she teaches both medical students and residents about holistic modalities. Dr. Armstrong is the president of the Michigan chapter of the Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine. We are so happy to have you here today, Dr. Armstrong, and welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here and part of such a wonderful show.
Well, we're going to open the show with a pretty broad question, which is, from where you sit in your role as a naturopathic physician, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about winning in the workplace?
Yes, winning in the workplace, you have to be as healthy and feel good in order to be satisfied within your workplace. And so we want to make sure that our patients are healthy on a mental, emotional, and physical level in order to perform the best in the workplace. And so we'll do that by addressing nutrition and lifestyle, if there's any vitamins or supplements that are needed, getting proper sleep. And then what you were talking about, John, exactly, is that making sure that patients are looking for something that ignites their soul, right? That, that really finds a purpose.
Can you tell me, doctor, was there an experience or was there a moment, maybe it's a butterfly moment, where, you know, you were on this path towards nutrition and healing and health and that type of thing? Where did you start to gravitate towards the workplace?
Well, you know, I think that it started at a very young age. I started looking into holistic health at a very, very young age of 11, and talking to other holistic practitioners and learning all about different modalities, such as homeopathy. And I realized that one of the elders that I was talking to would make a green smoothie when way back before green smoothies were even popular at all, and she would blend parsley and Swiss chard and kale and put a green apple in there, and she would give it to me while we had our chats, and it was so invigorating. And so I think that that's a really nice way to incorporate within the workplace something that to help with energy.
I see. Well, tell me what your interpretation or definition of wellness is, particularly dealing with the workplace.
Wellness is something, especially in the workplace, is again that you are finding a full satisfaction with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, and not only day-to-day but moment-to-moment. And so we're able to allow any kind of challenges that come across us, where we can be resilient and continue to move forward toward that productivity, whether it is emotional productivity or financial productivity.
I see. How do you usually spend your day? What's the nature of, you know, the day-to-day experience of your practice?
Yep. So the day-to-day practice, I will see patients. Usually our visits are about an hour long, and so we'll talk about everything that goes into their body, how it comes out in the environment around them. And so we talk about what health means to them, and then we meet them at that goal to make sure that they are achieving that goal.
Now, what are the proper components to that? I mean, is it a nutritional program? Is it just, you know, what you eat and what you don't eat? Does it involve exercise? Or I'm sure it's probably kind of a combination of all of it, but how do you see those components fitting in?
Yes, exactly right. It's a little bit of everything, right? And so we use a wonderful tool called a wellness wheel, and we make sure within that wellness wheel we have exercise and sleep and emotional health and nutrition, and we want to make sure that we are filling each part of that wheel so that we have a complete picture of health.
I see. Now, in doing research for this, especially with the programs that we're putting together for the attorneys and the Michigan Bar Association, what is the literature out there saying about our current world in our current sense of wellness?
You know, it is a lot of room for improvement for wellness. I know that there was one statistic that I just came across that I believe it was 88% of chronic diseases are from our lifestyle. And so depending on our exercise, our activity level, our nutrition, and so that 88% is quite a large number of how modifiable our health is with our lifestyle.
Okay. You know, let's say we've got a regular audience here. You know, it involves the various professions, potentially. Maybe somebody is a teacher. You know, maybe they're a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. What one thing can you start with? Because I'm a big believer, I know Drew is too, in incremental growth. Because there are oftentimes the vague notion of good nutrition or wellness, it's like, tell me what to do, because it's so confusing. There's so much information out there.
Absolutely. And one place where we often start is to say, eat the rainbow. And so I will give patients a chart, and we will check off within the chart of a different color of the rainbow to ensure that we're eating at least 5 different colors of fruits and vegetables a day. And so we're not talking about dyed candies of eating the rainbow, but things from the ground of different plants and fruits and veggies, so that we're making sure that we're eating a purple and a green and an orange and a yellow and a red every day.
Okay, how about sleep habits? I know this is I've often said that when I grew up, I thought it was a red badge of courage to say I only had 4 hours of sleep or whatever, but it catches up with you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Sleep is one of the most restorative things that we can do for our body. And so we definitely aim for at least 8 hours of sleep a night, and making sure that we're shutting off screens an hour before. And just the simple act of taking 3 deep breaths before we go to bed can really increase our melatonin levels, which is our sleep hormone. Also, sleeping in a dark room, simple sleep hygiene techniques can really improve the quality of our sleep.
Doctor, has there been any research dealing with technology and the effect of technology, positive or negative? Because I certainly have experienced a lot of the positive. I mean, I can go the ability to research, to know, to search is just unbelievable. What's out there about the good or the bad of our cell phones and our laptops?
Absolutely. Well, we know that the blue light, the light from our tablets and our cell phones and our laptops can really disrupt our melatonin levels. However, like you were saying, it can be incredibly helpful to use our technology, to use things such as a guided meditation to help us to go to sleep, or put us into that parasympathetic mode of the nervous system, or what other people, what's also known as rest and digest. That's where we want to be when we're going to sleep and when we're relaxing, to help to repair our bodies. And so we can use the technology for good, or we can overuse it, as we all know, and unplugging can really help to improve our sleep.
Dr. Armstrong,
absolutely.
We had a guest last week who spoke about digestion and what happens as we sleep. And I never thought about how much digestion happens in our sleep. Could you tell us a little bit about why and how that's important to our overall health?
Absolutely. So, like I was referring to those two sides of the nervous system, the rest and digest and the fight or flight realms of the nervous system. And digestion happens when you're resting and sleeping. And so that is where we're absorbing our nutrients, we're breaking down food, and we're actually getting the benefit from our food. And so if we're eating on the run or going to bed with a really full stomach or not relaxed while we're eating, then we're not going to get the full benefit of the nutrients.
So you mean really the state that I'm in as I ingest my food impacts how and the quality of the absorption of the nutrients?
Absolutely. Our body is made to protect us from saber-toothed tigers back in the ages. And so we want to, when we are running from a saber-toothed tiger, for instance, all of our energy is made to go toward our limbs and to help to make us, we're either going to run away from that saber-toothed tiger or we are going to fight that saber-toothed tiger. Then what happens is when we are relaxed or in that rest and digest phase, or when we were sleeping, like you were saying, then that's when all of our energy is more geared toward actually absorbing our nutrients. And so if you, again, going back to those three deep breaths, if you can do that before you eat as well, that's a great way to actually absorb your nutrients better.
That's so interesting. That's so interesting. Go ahead, John.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just jumped on that, doctor, when you started talking about tools, because and one of the things that simplifies things for my coaching clients and consulting is putting something else in the bag of tools, of whether it's breathing exercises or that type of thing. Now, before we end, what are maybe a couple more exercises that our readers can hear and put in their toolbox?
Mm-hmm. So again, the breathing and making sure that you're having a little bit of quiet time. The other thing is chewing your food. Chewing your food is the start of the digestive process, and many of us are on such a hurried rush to eat and get on to the next task, or we're using working lunches that we're forgetting the simple act of chewing, and that itself will trigger our stomach acid to help to start producing pancreatic enzymes and helping to really digest the food. So it will reduce the symptoms of heartburn or reflux or any kind of constipation or diarrhea or any kind of bloating or gas, just the simple act of fully chewing your food each bite.
Thank you.
I was curious, just a little bit of a topic change. What are you seeing around emotion and emotional well-being in your patients? What symptoms are they sharing with you, and what's your take on what's going on with emotional well-being?
Yes, great question. So we are like you were saying, John, that we used to, you know, we wear it kind of on a badge of honor. The more busy we are, or the more stressed out we are, the least amount of sleep that we get is kind of looking like it is, we are looked at as more productive. And so I see a lot of patients that are very high stress. And so what happens is physiologically you have two glands on top of your kidneys called adrenal glands, and adrenal glands will monitor your stress response. And what we're seeing in a lot of our patients is this idea that adrenal glands are kind of tired out, because our bodies don't know the difference between a saber-toothed tiger or traffic or bills or deadlines or whatever the common stressor is. And so making sure that we're having healthy adrenal glands or healthy cortisol response can be really helpful for emotional well-being.
And what tools would you offer our listeners to get that into a healthy balance?
Mm-hmm. So really, a routine is the number one thing for adrenal glands. So waking up and going to sleep at the same time every day, eating regularly, so stabilizing your blood sugar throughout the day is really helpful for adrenal glands. And then looking at your emotional well-being. So looking at what is causing your stress and noticing when you are stressed, because it is such a normal pattern these days that we don't even know a lot of times when our heart rate does increase, or we are taking shorter breaths as opposed to deeper breaths. So just making sure that we're monitoring that for ourselves.
I did I just didn't know the whole part about the adrenal gland and that consistency and the things that you you know, around sleep, and I just didn't know that impacted at all. So it makes so much sense when it's explained simply. But as John said at the beginning of the show, there's so much information out there. There's so many components to our health. There's so much to think about. It is really helpful to have someone like you here that can really break it down into something simple that we can understand, and little basic step-by-step pieces to improvement. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Doctor, what is so helpful about what Drew has just said and you explained is that we talked a little bit about our program dealing with attorneys. Now, attorneys, as a matter of course, are 3 or 4 days a week going to battle.
Yes.
Whether it's a deposition, objections, right in the court. And I have never heard a lawyer explain how he unwinds or adjusts his adrenal level. Could you comment on that a little bit?
The last part, I didn't hear what
okay.
you said.
Oh, okay. I've never heard a lawyer who had any type of tool, process, or procedure of winding down, other than maybe, you know, having alcohol or something like that. Because when you're getting into these areas of competition and fight or flight mechanisms, it would seem that, as you were describing, that there is kind of a residual of that that stays with you, that unless you release it, you're going to be running at a high octane, high altitude most of your day and most of your life. And you had suggested some breathing exercises, some thought exercises, which I think is great. And I'm just wondering, is there more that come to mind?
Absolutely. And so there, we'll often recommend having a cup of tea. And one of the teas that are adaptogenic herbs are the coined term to help to support that cortisol or that stress response. And so really nice teas that can help to support that are holy basil tea or Tulsi tea. And that's a very nourishing herb that can help to level out the cortisol levels, or and exactly what you were saying about unwinding after kind of going to battle. And so making sure that having something that relaxes you. And that's one of the questions that we'll ask all of our patients is, what do you do for stress relief? And most people will say, I don't have anything. Maybe exercise, like you said, maybe alcohol or a glass of wine. But then we'll go on to ask, what brings you joy, or what brings you purpose? And that is a little bit easier way to kind of define what decreases stress. And so, you know, there's all these wonderful modalities of yoga and acupuncture and massage and cranial sacral therapy that all can help to support the stress response, but it has to be individualized. And so one of our patients loved fly fishing, and so he tried all of our different modalities, and the one thing that really allowed him to get into that rest and digest mode is to go fly fishing. And so we wanted to make sure that they're doing something that brings them peace, and it doesn't have to be what is typically recommended.
And if one of our listeners would like to talk to you individually, how can they reach you?
Mm-hmm. You can call the Integrative Medicine Department at Beaumont Health, and we have locations in all over the Metro Detroit area. So we have one in Royal Oak and Troy and West Bloomfield and Grosse Pointe. And we have a phone number that you can call. It is 248-964-9200, or you can just visit our website at beaumont.org, BEAUMONT.org.
And when patients come to see you, is it usually one visit? Do they have a series of visits? Do you monitor them over time? How does that work?
Absolutely. So it depends on what is going on with that particular patient. So we'll have them come in for a full hour, and we actually have patients bring in everything that they're taking. So herbs and supplements and medications. Because if you remember one thing, it is just because something is natural does not mean it's safe. And so a lot of people are taking a lot of supplements that are, the supplement industry is very poorly regulated. And so we have them bring in their supplements to look over the brands. And then we talk about the what health means to them. And then we'll order some lab work, possibly put them on a good plan that helps them achieve optimal health. And then they'll come back maybe at about 6 weeks or so. And then sometimes I only see patients once every 6 months, some a little bit more frequently, depending on what's going on.
Well, thanks for that explanation, Dr. Armstrong. And we're just about out of time. We want to extend our sincere thanks for you coming and talking with us and sharing all that you did. It was really educational. And as a way of wrapping up, I want to pass it back to John and thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Doctor. And I know we're ticking down on the clock, but tell me what your mission is. Tell me what the future holds for you. What do you see?
My mission is to help to optimize health overall and allow people to figure out what their personal optimal health goals are and to help them to achieve that.
You know, doctor, and ending with this, my takeaway on this is that it's really an individual thing, and it's going to involve a certain amount of soul searching, maybe some techniques, to find the thing that is you, that is not only your definition of wellness, but your path to wellness, because for everybody it's different, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's just wonderful. And Drew, you have any last thoughts before we start the music?
Nope. Just want to again express my thanks to Dr. Armstrong for being here and to you, John, for another enjoyable show.
Thank you. And we'll be ending Winning with the Workplace, and we certainly welcome your emails. You visit the website. Give us a call. You can call me at 248-568-7021. Love to talk to you. Love to have you visit us on YouTube. And you guys have a wellness week with a lot of victories and success in whatever you do. God bless you.